songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a radio show featuring songs written by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans. I'm your host, Carl Enbihan. For the next 2 hours, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. Everyone, to another live edition of Minnesota Homebrew, live from the studios of Pioneer 90.1 in Northwest Minnesota, Thief River Falls to be exact. I'm your host, Carl Enbihan, and that, of course, was Dennis Warner from his new CD titled Seeds. Dennis performed for us at our Riverfest this year, and I told him afterward that I've probably seen 1,000 different people perform in my life over the last 50 years, but I can honestly say I have never seen a man who is more professional and has more stage presence than Dennis Warner. He's just smacks of John Denver and all other kinds of artists rolled together. He's just one fine individual, plays about 100 cities a year, and he's recognized for his crafty wit and skillful musicianship on both six-string and 12-string guitar. Dennis, I'm having trouble saying Dennis. Dennis hails from Clearwater, Minnesota, and is also a popular guest speaker at various community gatherings throughout the country. And that was titled What a Lovely Night. Up next, the jazzy bluesy sounds of Deb Harley with I'm Right and You're Wrong. We're going to have a great time tonight, folks, so stick around.
wrong and I'm right. No, I'm right and you're wrong. You're wrong and I'm right. We better get it straight before it's too late. 'Cause baby, that ain't loving at all. We used to say we were a case of love at first sight. I thought you were the coolest. You thought I was bright. But now all we do is argue about who's wrong and who's right. And baby, that ain't loving at all. What's happening, baby? Has the routine got us down? So much to do, not enough time for hanging around. Let's stop the momentum before it's too late. 'Cause I got a feeling, baby, we don't have no time to waste. Yeah, but I'm right and you're wrong. No, you're wrong and I'm right. I'm right and you're wrong. No, you're wrong and I'm right. Just get it through your head and you'll see the light. That you've been wrong all along and I've been right. Oh boy, we're getting nowhere tonight. I think it's a standoff, a most unsatisfying fight. Where's the truce? Where's the compromise? Where's the sorry I'm wrong? I guess we put all those to bed in some other song. Down. So much to do, not enough time for hanging around. Let's stop the momentum before it's too late. 'Cause I got a feeling, baby, we don't have no time to waste. Well, it's come down to this, hit or miss. Three strikes and we're out, call me crazy. I don't think that's what we're about. If you need to be right, I can let it go tonight. We no longer need to fight when you're wrong and I'm right. 'Cause baby, that ain't loving at all.
Hey, why don't we catch a ball game tonight?
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking dinner and drinks.
It's a playoff game.
I know, but we really need to talk.
Right.
If you're dying to get that song, it's on a CD titled Flung Wide Open, and it's for sale on CD Baby. That's Deb Harley, born and raised in Southern California, but now calls Eden Prairie, Minnesota, her home. And she moved to Montana and then started writing and performing songs influenced by artists such as Bonnie Raitt, The Beatles, Joni Mitchell, and others. Deb Harley. Well, what's going on in northwestern Minnesota? It's sure looking like autumn. The leaves are turning and the grass is not growing. That's good. And Bob Muscovitz is probably listening down in Hackensack, and I'm sure he agrees that mowing grass is not any fun at all. And if you live by a lake, I suspect it grows a lot faster than mine here in Thief River Falls. And we've been getting some CDs in the mail. Got a couple from David Meeks. We're going to be playing his Crookston Blues here in about 15 minutes. And a couple new ones by Shane Martin, the man who's a member of MAS, Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Plays all over the place, solo with his band. Busy, busy, busy. Oh, I'm so envious. Well, up next, folks, is Red Johnson, another member of MAS, with chocolate-covered cherries off his Old Barns and Old People CD on MHB.
Chocolate-covered cherries beneath the Christmas gift to you from me. I don't know where they came from and why they came to me. Till then I had no gift for you to put beneath a tree. It must have been from angels, I believe that's how it came. They knew you'd have no presents and that I'd write your name. Chocolate-covered cherries beneath the Christmas tree. Many years ago, a gift to you from me. At church that Christmas day, I hoped you might be there, and that my little present would tell you that I care. Well, that was many years ago, oh, how it changed my life. That lonely face there in the crowd would one day be my wife. Chocolate-covered cherries beneath the Christmas tree. Many years ago, a gift to you from me. If love is made in heaven, packaged with those candies I place beneath the tree.
The moon is waning and the sun's going down. Gonna stay up late and go out on the town. Gonna stay up late and go out on the town. A force is rising out there in the night. Come on real quietly and then comes on real quietly and then takes flight. Let's take it slowly, honey. Let's take our time. Come to me.
that, of course, was Barbara Jean. Lake Superior's North Shore is her home, and she plays banjo, viola, violin, while singing her way through the center of heartache and change into the bright light of new beginnings. She stared the stage with such luminaries as Trampled by Turtles, The Pines, Jonathan Edwards, another Minnesota artist, Lowell, Martha Scanlon, Meg Hutchinson, Eileen Jewell, and more. Her CD, The Great Escape, shines with softness, subtlety, and richness. Barbara Jean with Keep It Rockin'. My musical train has hit a dead end. There is just not much going on up here in Northwest Minnesota, but I am very, very happy that a lot of my singer-songwriter friends, especially those from the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, are playing regularly. Guys like Lonnie Knight and Wayne Hamilton, Shane Martin, Mark Grimm, just out there pitching away, doing what they love to do, and I'm envious. Well, we have a song coming up by Bruce Bolt. And Bruce sent me this CD, which is titled Ain't No Goat. And it's off, let's see, the song's titled Cats. Bruce is from down, I have a mental block there, but down around the Wilmer, Windham, that area down there somewhere. And this is the CD, as I said, titled Ain't No Goat, and we played that song last week. Here's Cats on Homebrew.
Oh, it's bent and it's broken. The wing no longer flies. Yes, it's bent and it's broken. It won't make it through the night. Oh, the cats are a-prowling. No real reason why. They're not hungry, just a-hunting. They don't care if things die. Smoke is arising. Breathe it in, let out a sigh. Oh, the smoke is arising. Goodbye, childers, goodbye. Oh, the cats are a-prowling. No real reason why. They're not hungry, just a-hunting. They don't care if things die. Right wing, left wing, we just fight. And the cats, they trick us, ruling the night. Oh, the laws are a-passing. Backdoor deals pay that guy. Yes, the laws are a passing. Votes are bought, people die. Oh, the cats are a prowling. No real reason why. They're not hungry, just a hunting. They don't care if things die. It's bent and it's broken. The wings no longer fly.
Mm-hmm. drenched in blue. I got the blue. Sun don't shine upon this town. The sun don't shine upon this town. I walk around, got my head bowed down.
That was David Meeks with Crookston Blue. As David tells me, he once lived in Crookston and worked with the migrant population. And I believe he now lives down, I'm getting my towns mixed up, down Windham Way, I believe. And he's got a lot more songs on that CD titled Minnesota Folk Songs. He also sent me another CD titled Songs for Kids and Big Kids. And we're going to play songs from both of those during the coming weeks. Thank you, David, and thank you for listening. Up next, a songwriting tip by my friend, Brad Dunsey.
Welcome to another Triple Minute Songwriting Tip. Since we as songwriters like stories and metaphors and that sort of thing, picture this. You're at a breakfast with a buddy and you decide to order maybe some fried eggs, some toast, hash browns, bacon, maybe coffee and juice. And you get to talking with your buddy, and before you know it, they bring your breakfast, and they set down a dish, and they say, well, here's your eggs, and on the dish is some eggs, and your hash browns, sir. And on the plate is more eggs, and you wanted some bacon, and so they set that down, and there's more eggs there. And by this time, your friend's kind of looking at you a little screwy there, and they said, and here's your coffee and your juice, and out the top is some eggs poking out the top. And by that time, your buddy's kicking you into the table, trying to hold back a smile, wondering what the heck is wrong with this person. And the waiter says, is there anything else I can get you? And you'd like to say, yeah, I'd like to get what I ordered, not the same thing in every bowl, plate, and cup. I like to have a balanced breakfast here. And the same thing can happen with a song. Each section of a song has its own flavor, if you would, or texture, or feel, emotion. And sometimes we can get into a situation where we have a certain groove and feel of a song, and that goes into the verse, and it carries on into the lift, and into the chorus, and into the bridge, and before you know it, the listener can't tell what section is what, because it's the same tempo and same feel. We don't want to do that. So what can we do to vary those sections? Well, one thing that we can do, obviously, is change the melody of each section. We could change the rhyme pattern. We could change the rhyme vowels that we use. We could change the length of lines. Maybe in the verse, be a little bit more rapid-paced, and when we get to the chorus, it's more of a soaring, lilting chorus. We could change the groove of each section. If we're playing an instrument, for instance, we could maybe finger-pick in the verse and strum in the chorus, those type of things. So there's a lot of things that we can do to mix up those sections and still be on target with our main point and theme, but yet have a little bit different texture and flavor so that the listener feels like there's a little bit more of a balance to the song. So check out some of the songs you've written or in your next song that you're going to write. Just make sure that there's good difference between those sections and each part is actually playing their part like they should. And that's the tip for this go around. If you'd like to drop me a line to give me a suggestion for a songwriting tip or ask a question, please do so at lists@braddunzeymusic.com. And until then, keep writing from the heart.
Well, thank you, Brad. Up next, MAS member Nigel Lake, nigelake.com, from his Big Bang Baby Boom CD. This is a song that Nigel tells me is his favorite of those dozen or so songs. It's about his daughter being out and not home yet. It's titled I Wish I Knew Where Katie Was. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew on Pioneer 90.1.
The only light in the room is from the big red numbers 1207, 1208. Katie said she'd be home by 11. It's not like her to be late without calling. I try to visualize pleasant things, but I can't stop the pictures of my daughter in trouble. I wish I knew where Katie was. My favorite picture of Katie was taken on the beach in England when she was 4, holding up a double ice cream cone like the Statue of Liberty holds up her torch. She's got an ice cream beard and a big wide smile for her daddy with the camera. I wish I knew where Katie was. She went out with her friends on the hockey team. She's smart, she's strong, shoots left, plays D. I'm sure they're all just fine. I don't know why I worry. I just wish I knew. It's what parents do. She likes to say she's the favorite child. Some days she is, some days she isn't. I'm gonna call the other parents if she doesn't get home in the next 20 minutes. I hope to God she's alright. I hope I don't kill her when she finally walks in the door. I wish I knew where Katie was. Gonna leave next year and be a college girl. She's smart, she's strong, works hard, makes friends. I won't know where she is or what she's doing, who she's with, who she loves. It won't do any good to worry. I just wish she'd hurry up and get home. I wish I knew where Katie was. Thank you.
sure hope Katie did come home. I'm sure she did. Nigel, that's a beautiful song. You're kind of a lot like me, you know. We're sort of, from a songwriting point of view, a little bipolar, I guess, because either writing tender songs like that or wacky songs. And I know what you're going through, Nigel. Well, as is my fashion every Thursday night, 7:30 and 8:30, I bring my guitar and share a song. I'm in a pensive mood tonight. There's a song called A Room in My Heart. There's a room in my heart that no one can go into except when I go there to brighten my day. It's a room where we sit holding hands in the sunlight and fritter the moments away. There's a room in my heart full of love, full of laughter, where no one can bother our daily routine. It's a magical room full of frolic and fancy, where we are a king and a queen. And the room looks exactly the same in honor of you. And I sit by myself on the floor. There's a room in my heart others try to get into, but I block the pathway that leads to the door. For those uninvited, I turn them away and sit by myself on the floor. And the room stays exactly the same in honor of you. It's my inner sanctum, impervious to the world, with walls as thick as the years. Things comfortably old here, nothing new, only for me and you. And I lock up the room when the world comes a-calling, and tuck in my pocket the key to my life, and live for the moments that I can return to the room where our love is alive. And the room looks exactly the same in honor of you.
There's a billion stars all around me. I'm swimming in Olver's Bay. The moon has gone down over yonder, and I'm in the womb of the sky. Polaris sits high. Shine in my heart, fill up my sky with by the sea, while the sea monster's licking his chops. Perseus swears he'll marry her someday. As a rescue, he ponders and plots. On her throne sits Cassiopeia. Neptune declares with a sneer. Half time she's up and the other half down. For her beauty she dared to compare.
Ain't no perfect end. So I'm looking, I keep looking. In a perfect end, keep looking.
That's Winona, Minnesota, singer-songwriter Corey Kaler with Perfect 10. And he has a new CD out. You should check it out on CoreyKaler.com. That's K-O-E-H-L-E-R. Before that, Eunice Coletta, singer-songwriter, who's been playing guitar and writing music since the age of 11. And that was off a CD titled True North. She credits her love of music to her mother and her Danish grandmother, whose gift of music was also a survival skill. Eunice Coletta. Up next, here's John Mark Nelson with The Moon and Stars on MHB.
Its glow and the stars don't shine no more. Safe from the cold, it's the place where I'll grow old. I'm alone inside this hopeless misery.
Alone inside this hopeless misery.
I'm alone until you set the spirit free.
Alone until you set the spirit
free.
Like the wind above the trees and the waves that crash.
an 18, maybe 19-year-old now songwriter and arranger based in Minneapolis. John Mark Nelson was raised in a musical home playing instruments and writing songs. And it was more of a second language and a hobby. In 2011, he released his debut album, Still Here, followed by Waiting and Waiting in 2012. That's John Mark Nelson with The Moon and the Stars. Well, here's my my friend, Great Uncle Helmer. Actually, he's two people. We'll tell you a little more about Great Uncle after this song. It's off his Old Man Will Travel CD. It's titled I'm Dead, and you're listening to Minnesota Homebrew, of course, where we play no redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagined music. All original music by authentic Minnesota singer-songwriters. Here's I'm Dead.
Satisfies me for very long. Friends I take for granted, typical comforts I've got just enough that I feel guilty if I feel bad. Booze and violent blues guitar is all that really gets to me, and I can't hack either of those. What now?
Well, that was slightly depressing. Great Uncle Helmer might best be described as an acoustic geek rock duo comprised of Memphis Evans and Captain Carl. They're zany. And the same way, chocolate cake might best be described as a leavened confection flavored with extract from the cacao bean. Great Uncle Helmer also is two members of another group called Shotgun Red and the Mississippi Seven. So they're out there playing. That's something that I've noticed now, which is so different from 40, 50 years ago. Musicians have a lot more camaraderie. They don't feel like it's me against them. You know, they collaborate in small groups, medium-sized group, big groups. You know, when we had Riverfest this summer, there was a group there, and I'm just spacing out here, but the lead guitar player also plays lead guitar in a group called Sleep Study, and it's just people are just, there's just such a lot of love out there for music and, you know, trying different combinations to see how they work. So, Great Uncle Helmer. Well, folks, we're going to cap off hour one here with a gentleman named Shane Martin, and here's his new country flavorings with She's Everywhere I Am on Minnesota Homebrew.
Still hits me when I hear her name, like breaking up all over again. Friends ask me where she is, haven't seen us together since when. I hide behind a smile and blame, pretend I don't know or care. Deep down in my heart I know right where, I know she's there. She's the first thought when I wake alone in bed, the only dream. Her part of town and stopping by our old cafe. I try to drown our memories in cheap whiskey and blind dates. When small talk is about on flames, there's still a fire inside. So I cross my heart and lie, but in my mind I always find she's the homemade wine, bittersweet on my lips, a shot of moonshine, like a good night kiss. She's a wonder, is she missing me? Every night I sleep, she's a sweet smell of that summertime top down. Talking to myself, thought I'd seen her around. She's the boulevard on my backyard, no matter where I stand. Through my radio.